Good evening, everyone. Welcome in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament Championship games. First off, the girls match up between the Christiana Lady Cougars and the Stewart's Creek Lady Falcons. I'm Brian Berry. Glad you're along with us here this evening on WGNS and WGNSradio.com. Here are the starting lineups, first of all, for the Lady Cougars of Christiana. Number 23, Faith Loki, 8th grade guard, Loki. Also getting the start tonight, number 25, Alexis Whittington, an 8th grade forward, Whittington. Tamaji Radley, number 45, 8th grade guard, starting this evening as well for the Lady Cougars of Christiana. 10-0 on the year in the regular season, by the way. Kennedy Moore, number 22, 8th grade forward, to get the start this evening. And also number 30, Madison Henniger, 6th grade guard, starting tonight for Christiana. So it's Loki, Alexis Whittington. There's Amanda Whittington in there, too. She'll be in later on, I'm sure. Radley, Moore, and Henniger for the 10-0 Lady Cougars. For Stewart's Creek, number 3, Katie Nyland. Number 15, Brene Alexander, sister of Brianne Alexander at Smyrna. Number 21, Morgan McCrary. Number 23, Caitlin Watson. And number 42, Tyler Dortch. So the Lady Falcons of Stewart's Creek will go with Nyland, Alexander, McQuarrie, Watson, and Dortch. 8-2 in the regular season. Matt Sanders, the head coach in his first year for the Stewart's Creek Lady Falcons. And the Lady Cougars, coached by Corey Bransford. Should be a great game. The boys' game coming up a little later on as well, featuring Whitworth Buchanan along with the Oakland Chargers. WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament will return with the tip after this. State Farm. WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament presented by State Farm agent Sandy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm. Tip controlled by the Lady Cougars, and then the loose ball lost out of bounds. And that will give Stewart's Creek the basketball. Length of the floor to go in the red uniforms with looks like some blue and white trim. Ball stolen away. Cougars have it. Down low. Shot up. No good by Amanda Whittington. Turning, spinning in the lane. Alexis Whittington with the basket. So Christiana scores first here. They're in their whites, trimmed in black and yellow. Just underway here in the girls' consolation game. Up the floor, Stewart's Creek. McQuarrie makes the long pass, gliding in the lane. Shot up by Watson, no good. Rebound, Lady Cougars. Alexis Whittington goes here to the near side. Drives the lane, tries the reverse lay-in, missed the shot. And she is going to go to Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966, 893-7930. Alexis Whittington, first toss is in there. Whittington will have another. This one is good. 4 points for Whittington. Long pass up, and here come the Lady Falcons. Down low, shot no good by Dortch. Rebound, Stewart's Creek has it. Back to Watson, who resets. Watson finds Nyland. To McQuarrie, who pops out at the right wing. Watson over here near side to Nyland. Back to McQuarrie, popping out at the top of the key. Great feed to Dortch down low, and she's going to be fouled. And that foul on Corinna Ellis in the game for the Christiana Lady Cougars. Our coverage here on WGNS brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun, Madeline Scales Harris for City Council, Crisher Law Firm, Bud's Tire, and Reeves Sane Drugstore. Second free throw from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. This one won't fall either. Rebound, Ellis out to Alexis Whittington, cutting near side, left side, Briley Puckett, and gets the lay-in. And just that quickly, it's 6-0 in favor of Christiana. And we are going to take a 30-second break here to remind you, WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament Girls and Boys Championship Games brought to you in part by State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 125 Heritage Park Drive just off Memorial Boulevard. We'll take a break and be right back. State Farm. Back on WGNS, coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament. Brian Barrett along with you. Stewart's Creek Basketball up the floor. McQuarrie has it for Stewart's Creek and the Lady Falcons. She cuts through, can't hold on to the basketball, and lost it out of bounds. Turnover, Lady Falcons. 6-0, Christiana. Stewart's Creek called the timeout. In the backcourt, Amanda Whittington playing catch here with Alexis' sister, Whittington. Pass into the corner, the long three. It's up no good by Faith Loki from the deep right corner. Ball comes out deep, and Stewart's Creek is on the run. In the lane, Dortch, layup, missed. Rebound, Whittington. Amanda Whittington down the floor. Pass into the right corner to Loki. Now gets it back. Top of the key to Alexis Whittington. Now back over to Amanda Whittington for the three, which bounces high, then falls through. First bank three, Amanda Whittington, 9-0, Lady Cougars. Stewart's Creek up the floor, and then they've stolen the ball, and there's a Stewart's Creek foul on Alexander. Renee Alexander picks up the foul. So a slow start here for the Lady Falcons. Inbounds Whittington to Whittington. Way back out there, Loki finds Amanda Whittington. Now passes back to Loki. They're playing catch out front. Deeper in the right corner to Alexis Whittington. Turns, spins, tries to back her way in. Cut off there by a good Stewart's Creek defense. Three fired up by Amanda Whittington. No good. Rebound, Christiana. Then stolen away. Dortch has it. Dortch, the bounce pass. Driving right side, Watson. And Watson's going to be fouled. Foul is on Amanda Whittington. First for her, the second team foul. And that's going to send Caitlin Watson to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line to try to scratch the scoreboard here. Misses the first free throw. Fans Heating and Air will design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930. One dribble. Eyes the goal. Shot it and got it. So Watson gets the Lady Falcons on the board, 9-1. Pass into the far corner. It's going to be thrown away by Christiana. Stewart's Creek's basketball. Coach Bransford saying, I think that it might have been mine, but not the case, as Stewart's Creek inbounds. McQuarrie in the backcourt. Long pass up. Finds Dortch. No. Stolen away by Loki. Boy, what a hustler. Amanda Whittington now walking it up the floor. Long pass in the corner to Faith Loki. Now back outside. Loki gets it back. The feed in the paint to Ellis. Turn spins. The shot won't go. Rebound on the floor. And here come the Lady Falcons. Watson. Bounce pass. Gets it down to Dortch. Blocked. And out of bounds. Last touched by Christiana. Good clean block from behind there. Renee Alexander to inbound. Cutting through, McQuarrie. Can't get to it. So we'll inbound again, just now here on the near sideline. Or baseline, if you will. Lob from McQuarrie into Dortch, trying to go low. It's actually Alexander, shot missed. Rebound put back. This one won't go by Dortch. And now a double dribble coming up the floor called on the Lady Cougars. Play getting a little stale here in the last couple of minutes. First quarter of play, 9-1. Christiana leading Stewart's Creek. In the lane, McQuarrie misses the shot, gets her own rebound, and now there's going to be a foul called on Amanda Whittington, and that's going to be her second. Out of bounds to inbound will be Brene Alexander. You're on the near baseline. Coming out of the game is Amanda Whittington. Check to see who came in to sub. Stewart's Creek inbounds, looking for their first field goal. Alexander pass right at her feet, and it goes out of bounds. So a turnover for the Lady Falcons. Cougars inbound. Ball stolen away. Watson stepped in front of the pass, waits on the traffic, lays it in the hole. Caitlin Watson, first basket of the game, comes just under 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. 9-3 Christiana in this girls' championship game of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament. Driving left side, Whittington missed the shot. Rebound deep, got her own, misses this putback. And now coming up the floor, a foul on Faith Loki, I think. We'll check it. It is. I want to say thanks to all of our friends here at Blackman for being such gracious hosts here. More about that when we return from this timeout as you listen in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament. State Farm. WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Girls Championship game. Inbounds, it's Nyland who gets down here and carries the basketball. Turnover, Lady Falcons. Our coverage brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. Basket by Ellis for the Christiana Cougars to give them an 11-3 lead. Driving the lane. Shot up by Alexander, no good. Rebound, Christiana. Whittington dribbles around with it between the circles. Whittington almost carried the ball. Now coming over here to the right side, Loki. Feet inside to Ellis. Turn, spins, missed the shot. Rebound deep, and here come the Lady Falcons. It's Watson leading the charge. Shot up, no good. Dortch with the rebound put back. Missed that, got her own rebound, flips it back out. McQuarrie drives, too hard off the backboard. And rebound, Christiana. Alexis Whittington in the right corner to Faith Loki for three. She's hit one already. McQuarrie with the rebound. With 30 seconds to go in this fast-paced first quarter. Pulling up, Nyland for the eight-footer. Missed the shot. Whittington with the rebound. Has to do a balancing act to keep from falling out of bounds and gets it to Loki. Gets it down the floor now to Whittington with 14 seconds. Back to Loki. Looks over the three. Doesn't take it because she gets it inside. And Ellis is going to be fouled. That's going to send Corinna Ellis, the eighth grader, to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. McQuarrie's first, or make that second foul. Fans Heating and Air offering the finest products and services since 1966. Ellis's toss in and out. Rattled all the way down in the net, it looked like, and falls away. Second toss. This one does the same, but then falls through. Ellis with three. It's 12-3. Christiana with 5 seconds with four. McQuarrie with two. Has it stolen away by Loki, and no time as the first quarter comes to an end. And it's Christiana, the number one seed in this girls' tournament, leading the number three-seeded Stewart's Creek Lady Falcons by a score of 12-3 as you listen in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament. State Farm. WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, and Gas. Animal City, Ace Construction of Tennessee, Music World, Drummer's Den, and Stones River Mall. Lady Falcons basketball to inbound. It's tipped away as we start this second quarter. Stewart's Creek will inbound. Watson here on the near sideline. They're moving left to right as we see it. Now McQuarrie cutting through. Great pass down low. Shot will not fall for Brene Alexander. And on the rebound, there's a foul. It'll be out of bounds. Foul against Christiana. It's on Ellis. It's number two on Corinna Ellis. Alexander looking. Passes in. Loose ball. Watson couldn't hold on to it, but I think Christiana tipped it. Coach Corey Bransford. Boys coach and girls coach this year. Great young family over there, I think, expecting another. Many congrats out to them. Left side, Alexander, shot no good from the left side. That was actually not Alexander. It was Dortch who missed the shot. Alexander had the rebound, and there was a foul on Stewart's Creek afterward. So length of the floor to go for the Lady Cougars. Loki down the far sideline. Makes the long pass, intercepted by McQuarrie. She's going to have a lay-in here on the right side. It's good. Morgan McQuarrie, her first basket. 12-5, Christiana. 5:18 left in the half. Alexis Whittington between the circles. Passes here to the deep left corner to Briley Puckett, who's in the game. She is an eighth grade forward. Back to Whittington, back to Puckett. For the three, it's no good. Off the right side of the rim. Rebound cleared out by Brene Alexander. Alexander still in the backcourt. Gives it up to Watson. Watson to Alexander. Now left side. Dortch has it. Dortch to McQuarrie. Pulls up. Spots for the long two. It's in and out. Just crawled over the rim. Rebound. Alexis Whittington. Whittington gets it over to Loki in the deep right corner. Radley in the game. Shot up, no good. The long two. Deep rebound. Whittington has it. Over here to Loki. She's hot. She nails the first bank three. Faith Loki. 15-5. A 10-point lead for Christiana. Bounce pass down low. McQuarrie. Great pass. And give the assist to Watson. 15-7. Whittington, left side to Radley, drives. The four-footer is good from the left side to Maja Radley. 17-7. 3:50 to go here in the first half of play. Brian Barrett along with you for the girls' middle school championship game. Pass intercepted. Alexis Whittington drives. They're going to call an offensive foul on Alexis Whittington. After she made the steal, went charging in there, and they call her with the player control foul. And it looks like we've got a timeout on the floor. Stewart's Creek will take one as well. It's Christiana by 10 as you listen in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Girls Basketball Championship game. WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Girls Championship game here in the tournament, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, just off Sam Ridley Parkway at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King, 220-2210. Stewart's Creek's basketball, they inbound, full length of the court to go. They get it down here to Abby Harper, who just checked in. Driving in the lane is Dortch. Great pass from Harper to Dortch. And a good timeout called there by head coach Matt Sanders. Alexis Whittington with the ball. 17-9, Christiana. 3:17 to go in the half. Loki and Whittington playing catch. Now they go here to the left side. Puckett trying to drive the lane. And Ellis, pass to her. Make that Radley is at her shoe tops. Was thinking about Ellis because Ellis is checking in. Ellis comes in for Kennedy Moore. long pass. Watson bringing it down the floor. Boy, these two teams are really pressing. Long two by Harper, no good, but the rebound and putback is by Dortch on the offside. Great rebound and putback, and the Christiana lead is but six. The Lady Falcons making a run here. 2:45 to go in the half. Amanda Whittington with two fouls back in the game. Passes to Sis, now in the corner. Loki for three. It's in and out. Rebound. Nyland has it for the Lady Falcons. Down the near sideline, Watson. Caitlin Watson dribbles around. Looking inside. Can't find Alexander. Does find Nyland. Now Alexander has it right in front of us here in the right corner. Turn, spins. Misses the shot. And the loose ball run down by Christiana. Loki tries the pass, and she has it swatted in front of her and out of bounds. Christiana to inbound. Alexis Whittington to Amanda Whittington. Long pass up to Loki. They try to feed inside, and it's stolen away. Here comes Watson. She's been everywhere. Watson stops. Now glides in. A little stutter step. Missed it. McQuarrie tipped it out of bounds, and Watson was still standing out of bounds. And the quick officials there to see that. A very good call right here in front of us. Whittington brings it up the floor to Puckett. Puckett stops. Now back to Alexis Whittington. And now Amanda Whittington. They pass around. Ball tipped out of bounds by Watson as she cut in front of the pass, intended inside for Corinna Ellis. Puckett inbounds. They get it in. And a basket for Ellis. And she is fouled. Basket counts. The foul, I believe, Dortch. Fifth team foul, by the way. It is on Dortch. Now the official is going over to the scorebook or the scorer's table to ask a question here. Just the plus one for Corinna Ellis. Shot it and won't fall. Lane violation. I think Dortch got in the lane too quickly. She was almost in the lane when the shot left Ellis's fingertips. So she'll get another chance at the plus one, and this one is no good. Same result. Morgan McQuarrie with the rebound. Alexander glides in. Six-footer rattles and falls. Brene Alexander, her first basket here in the game. Big sister Brene Alexander over at Smyrna High School. Now she steps in front of this pass, tipped over to Watson. Watson going to bring it down the floor. Big trip down here for the Lady Falcons. McQuarrie out front. Back over here to Watson in the near corner. Nyland cutting through the lane. McQuarrie banks it in. Morgan McQuarrie with six, all in this quarter. And the lead for Christiana down to four. Now Loki, loose ball, stolen away. Alexander stops, pops, it won't fall. Rebound, Whittington has it. Whittington down the far sideline. Whittington may not stop. She glides all the way in there. She is fouled by McQuarrie. I'm going to send her to the fans heating and air free throw line. A lot of folks didn't like the call. That is three on McQuarrie. At the line, Amanda Whittington misses the free throw. She'll have another at the fans heating and air free throw line. They will design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930. McQuarrie out for the rest of the half to keep her from picking up another one. Free throw. Second one falls for Whittington. 20-15, a five-point lead for Christiana with 33 seconds. And the Lady Falcons have the ball for Stewart's Creek. Watson out here near side finds Nyland. Back over to Watson. Top of the key. 20 seconds. Back here to Nyland. Over to Watson. To Alexander, cutting baseline. Turn, spins. A little short. Rebound, Loki has it with 10 seconds. Loki to Whittington. Long pass up. Tries to find Amanda Whittington. Saved in bounds, and the shot by Puckett.
It's good.
And there is your first half horn. Boy, what a fast-paced girls basketball game. 22 to 15, Christiana at the half. As you listen in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Bratcher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, along with Martin's Home and Garden. We'll be back with your stats here at the half, brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography, right after this. We are at the half here on WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament. Brought to you in part by State Farm agent David Wilson at 2744 South Church Street near Indian Hills. Get to a better state with State Farm agent David Wilson, 893-9898. Here is your scoring in the first half from Loveless Fine Photography, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. 4 points for Alexis Whittington and Briley Puckett, along with Amanda Whittington. 5 points for Corinna Ellis. 2 points for Tamaja Radley. And 3 points for Faith Loki. That's your scoring for the Christiana Lady Cougars. For the Stewart's Creek Lady Falcons, 2 points for Brene Alexander. 6 for Morgan McQuarrie. 3 points for Caitlin Watson. And 4 points for Tyler Dorch. And that is a look at all of your scoring and stats here at the half from Winners Trophies, Fans Heating and Air, and Loveless Fine Photography. Just a word here about middle school all-county basketball team. Nominations have taken place, and we are currently assembling all of the votes and things of that nature for the WGNS Primetime Sports DirecTV by Intersource Winners Trophies all-county middle school basketball teams. Players from all Rutherford County Middle Schools playing in the Rutherford County Middle School Secondary Schools Athletic Association, along with Eagleville and MTCS, will have representatives on the girls and boys teams. We'll be announcing those teams and sharing that with our other print media friends here in Rutherford County. And we'll be doing that during the high school district tournament, which gets underway on February 12th. So we'll have the announcement on our website, goprimetimesports.com, along with photos from Picture Day and much more, and these awards made possible by our friends at Winners Trophies and DirecTV by Intersource. Little Caesars, along with WGNS Primetime Sports, sponsor an all-sports trophy as well for the middle schools, and that race is certainly heating up. Check out GoPrimetimeSports.com to see how your school is doing in the race for the all-sports trophies in girls, boys, and overall. That's GoPrimetimeSports.com. We'll take a break, come back with the second half of action. Right now, your score is 25-15. Christiana leads Stewart's Creek in the girls' championship game of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament. Here from Blackman Middle School. Back here for the second half of action of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Championship game in girls' action. Christiana misses the first shot to start the second half. Lady Falcons get the ball down low to Alexander. Shot missed. Rebound. Christiana, they're moving left to right as we see it now with a 22-15 lead. Faith Loki, right wing, deeper in the right corner. Amanda Whittington's three is off the side of the backboard. Rebound put back by Ellis. This one won't fall. And Stewart's Creek with the ball. Loki has the ball down the far sideline. Got to give it up now. Is in some trouble and finds some help cutting through, and that's Nyland. Now they throw it away. Rebound. Coming down the floor is Puckett. And Puckett with the basket. 6 points for her, 24-15. In the lane, shot will fall for Morgan McQuarrie. McQuarrie with the basket. Amanda Whittington brings the ball down in the corner. Here to Whittington. Now back left side, Alexis Whittington. They pass around. Puckett comes out to help. Puckett over to Faith Loki. Pass here near side. Amanda Whittington cutting through, and they're going to call a foul on Dortch. I think that's who's on the floor. It is. Have that as her second. It is her third foul. I knew I missed one, and there it is. Left side, Faith Loki looks over the three, now pulls over to the left, takes it, won't fall. Rebound, Christiana runs down the loose ball. Puckett finds Loki on the floor, and she struggles to maintain control, being flat of her back. Turnover, Christiana. 24-17. Christiana leading here in this girls' championship game. Watson has the ball stolen away. Now Watson's on the floor. There probably was a walk in there somewhere. Now they're going to call a foul on Christiana on Amanda Whittington, and that's her third. Tough foul there. Now inbounding will be Brene Alexander. Finds McQuarrie, now back to Alexander, now back to McQuarrie. He's at the top of the key in the right corner. The three ball is up and no good by Nyland. Rebound McQuarrie for the putback. Morgan McQuarrie with 10 points. Alexis Whittington walking it down the floor. Three put up, no good by Christiana's. Shot put back. Ellis won't fall. Battle for the rebound, and they're going to call the ball out of bounds off of Christiana, it would appear. Stewart's Creek to inbound. Query bringing it down the floor. Query glides in the lane, misses the shot. Little runner off the back of the rim. Rebound. Here is Christiana. Faith Loki with the basket. Fast break basket. In the backcourt, Watson. Watson to McQuarrie. Makes the lob, trying to go to Alexander. She bats it down, and then she lays it in the hole. Brene Alexander. That's pretty special. Christiana leads by five with 2:45 to go here in the third quarter. Here in the near corner, Alexis Whittington glides in the lane. Six-footer, no good. Rebound here taken by Caitlin Watson. Watson goes from coast to coast and has it blocked. And she waited on the defense, didn't lay it up, and got fouled. Rebound, Whittington. That's Alexis getting it inside. Finds it over there in front of the goal, Briley Puckett. And Briley is going to be fouled, sending her to the Toots free throw line. Toots, good food and fun, wings, burgers, salads, and more with three local locations. So Puckett goes to the foul line. The first one is missed. The lead is five for Christiana. She takes a big, deep breath, stands back at the line. Two quick dribbles, shot it, got it. So hit one of two from the Toots free throw line. 7 points for Puckett. Lead back at six. Brene Alexander passes off to Dortch. Dortch brings it back out. Finds Morgan McQuarrie at the left wing. McQuarrie. Watson, now they try to get it inside. Ball tipped, and it's going to be picked up by Ellis. Ellis gets it down to Whittington. Whittington, great pass to Corinna Ellis for the lay-in. 8-point lead. Watson in the corner. Three is in and out. Make it a long two for Nyland. On the rebound and putback, there's going to be a foul called, and that will send Morgan McQuarrie to the foul line. Second team foul, and headed to the Toots free throw line is Morgan McQuarrie. They're on Broad and on South Church in Murfreesboro, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley. Free throw is good by Morgan McQuarrie. 11 points for Morgan. And she stands at the line for an attempt at another. One quick dribble, shot it, and rattles home. McQuarrie with 12. 29-23, Christiana. Minute 33 and counting left here in the third. Long pass going to be broken up down here. Radley lost it out of bounds, but last touch by Stewart's Creek. Lady Falcons and the Lady Cougars knotted up here in a good one. Alexis Whittington back to Amanda Whittington. Make that Briley Puckett. Puckett gets it out here to Loki. Faith Loki passes out front to Radley. Tamaja, as they pass it around out front, finds Faith Loki. Back to Loki after she passes off. Here in the corner to Alexis Whittington on the right side. Gets it back to Tamaja Radley. Shot won't go. Missed her own and then fouls Morgan McQuarrie fighting for the rebound. That is the first foul on Tamaja Radley. 1 minute, 1 second to go in the third. Length of the floor to go for the Lady Falcons of Stewart's Creek. Alexander stopped her dribble, gives it up, finds Watson. Watson. Bounce pass to Alexander. Brede turns, spins, top of the key, back to Watson. 4-3 off the side of the rim. Rebound put back, however, will fall for Alexander. She has a nose for the rim. Trust me. Ball stolen away and now a foul. It's tipped out of bounds is what happened. With 36 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. So it'll be Radley passing it in on the inbounds. Alexis Whittington back to Radley. Now to Whittington. Top of the key. Radley going to shoot the three ball. It's no good. Rebound put back Puckett. And now a foul going to be called on Alexander. And that is going to send Puckett to the foul line. That's Alexander's third foul. 29-25 with Puckett at the Toots free throw line. The first one is no good. Wings, burgers, salads, and more at Toots with three local locations. Briley Puckett with 7 points. Not going to get eight. Missed both free throws. Morgan McQuarrie with the rebound with 18 seconds with 17, 16, 15. Going to take it all the way in herself and then is fouled by Tamaja Radley. And that's going to send her to the Toots free throw line. Morgan McQuarrie, game's leading scorer with 12 points. Going to try to earn a few here at the free throw line. One quick dribble, shot it, and a little long. She will have another. Two quick dribbles this time. Shot it and got it. No. Rattles away. There's going to be a lane violation. It wouldn't count anyway had it gone. 13 seconds and Christiana will have the basketball. 4-point lead in what has been a great girls' championship game to this point. Radley inbounds, gets it to Alexis Whittington, to Faith Loki for three off the side of the rim, then hit the backboard and falls behind. So now with 4.9 seconds, a really good look at it. It just bounced high off the back of the rim. The Lady Falcons have the length of the floor to go and about 5 seconds to get off a shot. They trail by four here in the third. Alexander will trigger it in here from the baseline to McQuarrie with four, with three, with two, with one. She's going to fire it up there and too hard off the backboard, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. With your score, Christiana 29, Stewart's Creek 25, as you listen in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament. Back here for the final quarter here in the girls' championship game on WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament. Ryan Barrett along with you here. Glad to be with you. If you're injured during the game, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. Lady Falcons basketball trailing by four. Watson out front. Watson gets a lane, glides in there, now tries to dump it right side. Gave up a good-looking basket, and the pass is going to be intercepted by Amanda Whittington. To Alexis Whittington, back to Amanda Whittington, now left side, Faith Loki. Christiana undefeated, looking to keep that streak alive, have only a four-point lead. Trying to add to it and do with the three-pointer by Briley Puckett, first bank three. That was huge. Loose ball stolen away. Amanda Whittington gives it up to Sis. Driving is Alexis for the lay-in. 34-25. Down the floor, Watson stops from the right block. Too hard. Rebound, Dorch has it. Fires it up, hits the backboard. Rebound, Loki. Another basket here, and I think Stewart's Creek's going to have to call a timeout. Long pass up. It's going to be broken away, or broken up, if you will, and out of bounds. Intended for Whittington. She lost it out of bounds. Stewart's Creek will inbound with Alexander passing in. Now gets it back, taking it from one coast to the other. The basket's good, and there is a foul. Huge bucket there by Brene Alexander, and she's going to the Toots free throw line. They have three locations, by the way, here in Rutherford County, Broad and on South Church in Murfreesboro and Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna. Plus one won't go. Rebound, Briley Puckett. Puckett gives it off to Amanda Whittington. Faith Loki. Back out front to Whittington. To Whittington. Back to Whittington. Sis and Sis. Puckett has it now. Flips it back out front. Alexis Whittington's three, just inside the three-point line, is no good. It'll be Stewart's Creek's basketball. Length of the floor to go. 4:25 to go in the game. Stewart's Creek needs a basket. Pulling up for the shot is Nylon. It's no good. Rebound, Amanda Whittington has it now. Going to take it left side. Passes off to Alexis Whittington. Long pass over here near side to Briley Puckett. Briley drives. Pull-up jumper from the right elbow. Bounces about four times and then won't fall through. Rebound slapped out of bounds by Morgan McQuarrie. Puckett on the far baseline to inbound for the Lady Cougars. Clock under 4 minutes to go in the game. Long pass over here to Faith Loki. She can shoot the three ball, but Stewart's Creek doing a very good job defensively. Alexis Whittington and Amanda playing catch out front. Alexis looks inside, passes over to Sis, gets it back. Still doing the same. Stewart's Creek brings some pressure, and now they split the defense. Gliding in the lane as Amanda Whittington misses the shot, and there's going to be a foul on the rebound. Foul is on Amanda Whittington for the Lady Cougars. That's her fourth. Brene Alexander inbounds McQuarrie. McQuarrie finds Watson. Watson, top of the key. Now drives in the lane, right side, fires it up there, layup won't fall. Dorch with the rebound, putback won't fall either. And here come the Lady Cougars, holding on to a 34-27 lead with 3:10 to go, and now they walk in the backcourt. Turnover, Christiana, and timeout, Stewart's Creek with your score. Christiana 34, Stewart's Creek Lady Falcons 27, as you listen in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament Girls Championship game. You're listening in to WGNS coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament Girls Championship game. I'm Brian Barrett. Good to be along with you here. Got a good one. 34-27. Christiana leads Stewart's Creek. 3 minutes, 2 seconds to go in the game. Stewart's Creek with the ball. Watson to McQuarrie. McQuarrie out front. Going to be fouled on the drive. Our coverage brought to you in part by J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osberg, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tax Service, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. It's 1-1 here for Morgan McQuarrie and for Stewart's Creek the rest of the way. Stewart's Creek will be at the line for the bonus. Shot it. Missed it. Doesn't get the second. High for the rebound is Ellis. Ellis brings it down to Whittington. Whittington to Alexis Whittington. They play catch out front. 2:45. Christiana probably not really in favor of shooting anything here. Well, take that back. Puckett shoots the three, misses the shot. Alexander in the backcourt with the rebound and going the other way for the Lady Falcons. Passes off to McQuarrie, deep in the left corner. Dortch looks over the three, doesn't take it. Had an open shot. Now they're going to throw the ball away. As Watson touches it, it's going to be over and back.
Shoot the ball!
And it'll be out of bounds here on the far baseline. Stewart's Creek's going to take a timeout to talk about it. So will we as you listen in to WGNS coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament Girls Championship game. Christiana 34, Stewart's Creek 27. Our coverage continues here on WGNS. Christiana inbounds and Dortch intercepts and misses the shot on the other end. Christiana with the basketball after the timeout. Whittington up the floor, finds Loki. Loki over to Alexis Whittington. 2 minutes, 4 seconds to go in the girls' championship game. Whittington is going to be fouled by 23, Caitlin Watson. They've got several more fouls and probably what Coach Matt Sanders talked about at the timeout. We need to get a few more fouls here, put them in the 1-1 in case we need it. Alexis Whittington crosses over the timeline. She and Amanda playing catch in the old backyard back in the old days. They're trying to keep Stewart's Creek from fouling and wasted a good 10 seconds extra there. And Watson picks up another foul. Well, that was very heads-up play for eighth graders, let me just tell you. Morgan McQuarrie coming back in, going out was Abby Harper. McQuarrie in a little bit of foul trouble here is why he's bringing her in and out. Whittington's playing catch, now gives it up here to Briley Puckett. Puckett going to be fouled here in the corner. That's the sixth team foul, and that is foul on McQuarrie. That's her fourth. I'm not sure that that's who Coach Sanders wanted to foul. Whittington's out front. Nylon fouls Amanda Whittington. And that should be 1-1 now. That took about 45 seconds off the clock. They're going to have a lot of free throws here down the stretch, it looks like. Christiana, they hit free throws. Should win this game, theoretically. Misses the front end of the 1-1, but the ball on the floor. Do they get the timeout called? No. It's stolen away from Dortch by Whittington. And this time it's Alexis Whittington going to the free throw line. That's the Toots free throw line. Wings, burgers, salads, and more with three local locations. Eight team fouls for Stewart's Creek. They miss this one. Rebound. Corinna Ellis has it. They call a jump ball and in Christiana's favor. Boy, they have gotten all the breaks here lately. 1 minute, 23 seconds to go here in the game. Inbounds going to be tipped away by the hustling Caitlin Watson. Here on the near sideline, Whittington. Now Loki to inbound. She gets it into Alexis Whittington. And there's the foul. Foul is on Harper, her first foul. Well, so far, this is the last time. It's the bonus. Next time it'll be double bonus. So far, Christiana has not been able to take advantage, but they've gotten some key rebounds and a jump ball. So I guess it all works out the same. Shot rattles through. Alexis Whittington with the free throw. 35-27, a minute 20 to go. Christiana with the lead. And one more Toots free throw here by Alexis Whittington. Couple of dribbles, shot it, in and out. Rebound, Alexander. Stewart's Creek has to have baskets and in a hurry. Alexander drives left side, shot won't go. Rebound, Morgan McQuarrie. She's fouled by Faith Loki. And that will send McQuarrie to the Toots free throw line to shoot a couple. She's the leading scorer in the game with 12. It's no good. She'll have another one. Morgan McQuarrie shot it and missed it. Missed them both. Got her own rebound, though, from the right side. Powers it in. Morgan McQuarrie, and we have a timeout on the floor. Stewart's Creek timeout. Lady Falcons trail by 6 with a minute 7 to go. You're listening in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Girls Basketball Championship game. State Farm. Welcome back into coverage of the girls' championship game of the Rutherford County Middle School Tournament, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Andy Womack at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard. Christiana down the floor quickly, shot up, won't go by Ellis. Rebound put back. This one won't go, and there's a foul. By the way, Andy's offices are near the Ford dealer on Northfield Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850. Ellis is going to the Toots free throw line to shoot a pair, as Christiana is now in the double bonus. Boys game with Oakland and Whitworth Buchanan coming up. Shot it and missed it. Rebound goes out deep. They have to run down the loose ball. Another shot here by Ellis. Steps to the line. One quick dribble. Shot it. A little long that time. Rebound. Alexander has it. It's only a six-point lead. Great spin move in the backcourt. Alexander comes into the left side. Floats one up there. In and out. Rebound. Who has it? Ball on the floor. And do they call a timeout or a jump ball? It's jump ball. It's going to be Stewart's Creek's basketball with 47 seconds to go. Christiana trying to hold on to win a championship and remain undefeated in league play. Stewart's Creek trying to pull the big upset. Inbounds Dortch. They get it down to McQuarrie in the lane. She fires it up there. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by Christiana. 41.9. Stewart's Creek really needs a bucket this time down. Long pass inbounds. Was tipped about three times. Finally run down by the Lady Falcons. McQuarrie, they get it inside. Alexander goes up for the basket. Renee Alexander with 10. Four-point lead, Christiana. And now a foul. 27.4. Christiana's helped with missing a few free throws down the stretch. But they've hit enough and gotten enough rebounds. This time, Amanda Whittington with a huge free throw. If she hits this one, we're right back where we were with a six-point lead, and she does. Whittington with 6. 26 seconds to go. Stewart's Creek really needed them to miss those shots, and Christiana did what they're supposed to do, and they hit them. 18 seconds. It's in the lane to Alexander. They got the shot to go. Alexander with 12, and we've got a timeout on the floor, which we'll take as well here on WGNS State Farm coverage of the girls' championship game in the Rutherford County Middle School basketball tournament. 37-33, Christiana with 12 seconds to go. Stay tuned. State Farm. WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament Girls Championship game brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction. Brian Barrett here with you for the Girls Championship game. Christiana throws the ball away. Now Stewart's Creek throws it away. Long pass down, layup good by Ellis. And that's going to do it here with two, with one. The Lady Cougars are your Rutherford County girls champions with your final score, Christiana 39, Stewart's Creek 33, and congrats to your Rutherford County girls middle school county champions, the Christiana Lady Cougars. We'll take a timeout, come back, have some post-game stats for you in just a few moments. Back here on WGNS, jumping into our Ideas Tease Between Game show and bringing you a look at the girls' game final stats here, brought to you courtesy of Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. 5 points for Faith Loki for the Christiana Lady Cougars, 7 points for Alexis Whittington, 10 for Briley Puckett, 6 points for Amanda Whittington, and 9 for Corinna Ellis. 2 points for Tamaja Radley, and that's your scoring for Christiana. For the Stewart's Creek Lady Falcons, 12 points for Brene Alexander, 14 for Morgan McQuarrie to lead both teams in scoring, 3 points for Caitlin Watson and Tyler Dortch with 4. That's a look at your stats from Loveless Fine Photography, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air, and that's going to wrap up our girls' championship game coverage here on WGNS State Farm Middle School basketball here this evening. And your champions in girls play, Christiana, as they defeat Stewart's Creek by a final of 39-33. After this break, we'll be back with your starting lineups in the boys contest right here on WGNS as we continue with State Farm Middle School basketball coverage of this championship game from Blackman Middle School.